Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box. By exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. Folks, I am so excited to introduce you to my guest today. Today's spotlight is with Angela Carr Patterson. You are absolutely going to love her. Let me tell you a little bit about her before I bring her into the spotlight. Angela is a former entertainment executive and is currently known as a global life and success strategist. Angela has over 38 years of experience as a successful businesswoman. She's the CEO of Oasis Promotions LLC, a personal and professional development company dedicated to building leaders and entrepreneurs for the reshaping and transformation of the world through entertainment, empowerment, and enrichment. Oh, I absolutely love it. Angela is also an innovator, media personality, film producer, and the author of 10 books, all written in her heartwarming signature style. Folks, Angela does it all, and I can't wait for you to meet her. Angela, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. V. I'm so excited to be here with you.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate you making time. We look forward to hearing your story, how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into finding your passions and pursuing your passion and soul purpose. So in our podcast, I want to remind the audience, we have two questions and then we just riff from those two questions. And that question is, how have you defined your path? And the second question, how do you help others define theirs? And you, I've already heard a bit of your extraordinary story. So I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to be your corner woman over here and you have the spotlight, sis.
So how do I define my path? I don't know if I defined it or it was defined for me, but I can say that we have what I call defining moments in our lives. And yes, my defining moment was when I was willing to let go of who I wasn't and step into my most powerful space and become who I was born to be. Yes. And I can say that that happened several times in my life. You know, life is about seasons and cycles, mm-hmm. and we have to understand what seasons we're in, what cycles we're in. I have a book called Living in the Divine Eight, Giving Birth to Your Next Level. And I talk about the different cycles and seasons that we go through in life. And so when I can tell you one defining moment was when I was married to my first husband, and I had been married for 15 years and we had 3 children. And it was a pretty toxic relationship, very toxic the entire marriage. But I tried to stay. I really tried to stay. And I remember getting up one day and I didn't put on any makeup. I didn't comb my hair. I didn't brush my teeth. I didn't wash my face. I put on a t-shirt without a bra. And after 3 children, that wasn't too cute. And I put on some shorts and I didn't put on shoes. And I got in my car and I drove around the corner to my best friend's Pam house. And I looked horrible. I felt even worse. And I walked to her back door because I didn't want anybody to see me. So I knocked on the door. She came to the door and she looked at me like she saw a ghost. And she just grabbed me by the hand. She didn't say anything. She just grabbed me by the hand and brought me in her house and took me in her living room. And she sat me down and she knelt down in front of me and held my hand. She looked me in my face and she said, "I don't know where you are right now emotionally, but where you are, you can't stay."
Wow.
And then she asked me a question. You know, Dr. V, those questions can really transform your life. Tony yes. Robbins says that the basis of your life is determined by the questions that you ask yourself. Yes. And she asked me this question. She said, "What do you want?" Such a simple question. But for someone who had lived most of her life based on what other people and everybody else's opinion on what it was supposed to look like, I didn't have an answer.
Right.
You know, she didn't say, what did your husband want? What did God say? What did your mom say? You know, what is the best thing? She said, what do you want? And I sat there and I just began to cry. And I knew I just didn't really want I didn't know what I wanted. And then I finally said, I want out of this hellhole of a marriage that I'm in. I want out. And so at that moment, nothing changed, but something happened to me. It was a defining moment. Mm-hmm. And when I got ready to leave, she said, Langela, let me take your blood pressure. Because she was a nurse, RN, she said, and she'd often check my blood pressure. And it was normal. Now, in 13 years, my blood pressure had not been normal, even with medication. Wow. So what changed? Something inside of me changed. And it affected my body. It impacted my body. And I moved forward. And I wish I could say my journey was not easy. It wasn't easy, but it was simple. And we divorced after 15 years of marriage, and I found myself single. But when I understood why I didn't know what I wanted, the reason I didn't know what I wanted was because I didn't know who I was.
Yes.
And you see, we get our identity from our paternal relationships. Mm. And when that relationship is non-existent or even flawed, you go through life looking for some significance in many of the wrong places. I was a fatherless daughter. My mother and father had separated when she was pregnant with me and later divorced. They never reconciled. So she moved back to her hometown and he was in another state. And I remember seeing my father when I was 7, and I didn't see my father again until I was married with my first baby. And so going through life, trying to find my significance, when you don't know your identity, your pain can never heal until you heal your misplaced sense of identity. So after my divorce, I had to reassess everything, to reexamine everything and reevaluate everything. And that's how my defining moment on my defined path began to find me. I believe that your life purpose is wrapped up in your life story. And there began my journey to what I call my journey to being.
Mm, I love it. I love it. Yes. You know, and I totally agree with you. And there's so much more to you. So I want to keep on this first question. And just how, you know, thank you for sharing that, for opening up and just being so transparent with me and the audience, because so many of us hide that, you know, and I wrote about my own personal story in my book, Love the Skin You're In, How to Conquer Life Through Divergent Thinking. So I can so relate to what you just said, sis, because I was wearing masks most of my life. You know, I was following a path that I had been placed on, or, you know, talents that I was really good at, but that wasn't my sole purpose. You know, it was a gift, you know, but just coming to that revelation and then how your body reacted. I had a similar experience. You know, as soon as I made a decision, it was like I felt my soul breathe, like my soul came back into me. You know, as if it was gone, which I know it wasn't because I was too, but you know, so it's just, it's tremendous what sometimes has to happen in our life to wake us up. So, you know, as successful as you have been in all of the areas you have worked, so you worked in entertainment, and I'm sure, you know, a lot of people that's eye popping and it's tremendous. And you get to meet all sorts of people. Were you navigating all of this while you were in that marriage, or how does that all fit in?
I was literally working out of Hollywood. I was working for Ed McMahon at Star Search. I was the official Southeastern scout, going from city to city around the Southeast, hosting auditions. I'm talking 12 hours a day auditions and sending people to Disney World, where we filmed the show, and actually going down there to help produce the shows. And I was doing shows in New York where, you know, some of the top artists were there, and we did a did a couple of shows in Hollywood and LA. I was traveling. I had models that were on in magazines that were, I had actors that was in movies, television shows. I mean, really hobnobbing with the movers and shakers in the entertainment industry. And everybody thought I was on top of my game. Mm. But little did they know that I was sinking fast, that I was in a deep, dark, desolate place in a horrible relationship. But I learned how to turn it on and wear the mask and play the role. Yes. That was not authentic. But then when I went home, I had to see that girl in the mirror and look at her and say, who is she? I don't have a clue. But I thought if I could be this for this person and be this for my mom, be this for my husband, be this for my children, be this at church and all of these things that, you know, that they would like me. And see, I had a core issue and didn't know that I had a core issue that my controlling belief was I'm invisible and do not exist in my daddy's eyes. Mm. So you see, my greatest fear was closeness. But my greatest need was closeness. But my greatest fear was getting too attached, because if you get too close, you might not like me. If you get too close, you will leave me. So as many people as I had around me, I was not really connected. Mm. And even in that marriage, while I could say all of the horrible things that he did, and he did some really bad things, but on some level, he couldn't love me because I couldn't love myself. Mm-hmm. And it's an unkind thing to ask someone to do for you what you're unwilling or incapable of doing for yourself.
Ooh, sis, that gave me cold chills.
And so,
Yeah, please continue.
And so after the divorce, I went on this journey, this sacred, you know, cultivating the soil of my soul. You know, who am I? Mm-hmm. And what do I really want? Because I say your pain can't heal until you heal your misplaced sense of identity. So what I had to do was retrace my life beyond my mother's womb. And for me, the Holy Scripture says that I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Mm-hmm. So you had a life before you had a body. Mm-hmm. So I came in, we all came into this world in this earth suit called a body, but there is a non-physical version of us, which I believe is a divine part of us, mm-hmm. which is the real essence of who we are. And we came here to discover her. And so once I began to retrace my life and understood that I was a perfect image in the mind of God, yes. That I was really into, I'm 60. So we used to say she's a bad mama jamma from the farm. And so I would look in the mirror and every now and then I'd get a glimpse of her and say, oh, you're a bad mama jamma. But then you sit back, you shrink back, play small because you don't want to get too far. And then I learned, hey, this is an undeletable file. This is who I am. Ooh. This is who I am. Yes. Same stuff that source, a God, a universe, whatever you want to call, the same source that I is in me. You see, if the wave and the ocean are made of the same substance, if the wave says I'm out here by myself, how powerful can the wave be? Mm. But if the wave claimed for itself the power of the ocean, then how powerful is the wave?
Girl.
And so that's what I realized, and it hit me. And that was my defining moment, that when I was willing to let go of who I was and step into my most powerful space and become who I was born to be. And that unleashed the truth of who I am.
Yes. Oh, Angela, girl, you're trying to take me to church. You know that saying, if I could throw a shoe at you, I would throw it at you right now. Oh my gosh, you were teaching, you were speaking, you know, you were preaching the truth of life, you know, and that's what I call, you know, tapping into your soul purpose. Mm. You know, when you find it, it's nothing like it, you know, and you know, oftentimes so many people, you know, because they have not faced their fears and they are afraid of being more than, because everybody has always told them they're less than, or they've relegated them to the back burner. You know, we never step out in our greatness.
My greatness.
You know, and that is such a crying shame, you know. And, you know, so I applaud you for just the inspiration and the hope that you are, that you exude and that you are conveying. I mean, I know there are listeners who are hopefully they pulled over if they're driving. But no, just absolutely beautiful. So even going through all of that, just people not even realizing what you were dealing with, just wearing the mask and just, you know, checking the boxes of life and just, you know, you were on that cycle of insanity, you know, where we just keep doing the same thing over and over. So how do you, let's shift to the other question, because I want to make sure we get it in. And I tell you, time is telling me it's flying. It is. And I could just talk to you forever. How do you help others define their paths, come out of their cycle of insanity and, you know, do what you do?
I asked them the same question that Pam asked me. What do you want? And actually, it's very difficult for many, especially women, because we've been programmed and domesticated into believing that our lives, that we must organize our lives around everyone else.
Yes.
And that makes us a great woman. But see, no one loves a martyr. You see, when I learned to love myself, when we learn to love ourselves and choose us, then I can give to you, Dr. V, the best version of myself. Mm-hmm. So in loving me, I'm loving you. And so I ask them that question, what do you want? And oftentimes they can't. And so I do have certain exercises that I do to help them discover their truth. You see, first of all, we must tell the truth to ourselves about ourselves. And oftentimes those primary foundational relationships are the ones that actually shape our beliefs. Mm-hmm. And they create blocks and barriers that prevent us from moving forward. And so we actually deal with those. I've learned that just listening to a lot of people, we've become very good at determining what keeps us stuck and how we got here, but we're not very good in understanding how to embody the transformation. Mm. And so that is what I work with my clients with, is helping them to identify what the block barriers and beliefs are, but how do we embody the transformation? We know what to do, but we don't necessarily know how to do it and how to make that transformation. And it's easier than you think. You know, life is not easy, but it is simple. Your life is intended to work to the extent that you align it with the universal, natural, and spiritual laws that govern it. And when you learn how to embody those in your lives, your life will work. It will. It's rigged that way. It's set up that way.
Absolutely. It's just figuring out the game and changing.
It out. And you can't avoid pain. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is a choice.
Ooh, you know what? My honey would love you, because he always says stress is a free disease. And you know, his company is Just Simple Creations. And he always says that, you know, it's complicated, but it's simple.
It's simple.
Yeah. So it's figuring out, you know, those or becoming, having the revelation or the understanding, the ahas of the universal laws that, you know, how life works and, you know, the law of attraction, you know, the positive negative flow and other things like that. So please tell us more.
So we create the space. We create the space. I believe that, you know, the right environment, create the space for change. And, you know, when you take an acorn and put it in the ground and the suitable environment for it is the ground. Mm-hmm. And when you give it the proper conditions, which is water and sunlight, it becomes an oak tree without struggle or resistance. Mm-hmm. And so this is what we do. We plant those seeds in you, creating the space, and you access your power. And power is love, love, unconditional, wide open, pure love. And when you create the space and access the power, then you can begin to unleash your greatest potential to shine in the world. Yes. And so that's when you become what I call an awakened woman. And I help women. My whole message is about living the awakened life. And that's a life with more meaning, life with more mastery, because life is a mystery. We unfold through mastery and more money and more magic. And you know what they say about magic. My son say you can't turn it off. And yeah. So, and that's a life reimagined and success redefined. I believe that we can live an awakened life. Mm-hmm. And so that's my message. And that's what I help women and men around the world do is to awaken into the truth of who they are and why they're here and what they're here to do why they're here.
Oh, sis, that is absolutely beautiful. Oh, absolutely beautiful. There was so much there. So, when I think about just what could be the infinite possibilities of life and how we like to stay in this little safe box and never venture out. Now it's okay, you know, if the box, you know, could be a safety thing for a moment or for a part of your life, but always staying in that box, just so much that we're missing and never finding why we're here. Mm-hmm. You know, you going back to the first question, you were talking about just how, you know, we had a life before the womb, you know, that's the soul, and just connecting to that to find our purpose. You know, we're not just here to, you know, breathe air, take up space, you know, and I think that's why also we have so many conflicts in life. You know, one, the whole self-love, understanding that, and that was a gorgeous soundbite. I'm trying to remember exactly how you said it, but, you know, love yourself so you can love others. You know, that's so important. If you don't know how to love yourself, how in the world do you love someone else?
But you, first of all, you got to know what love looks like. You know, I didn't even know what it looked like. And so it wasn't until, because if I didn't learn, I would be with my second marriage, I would have been divorced. And that's what brought me to Bill, you know, my beloved, my sweet, that we've been married almost 20 years this year. And that's because I learned the tools. You know, they taught you how to ride a bike, how to drive a car, how to tie your shoe. But who taught you how to love? Right. You learn love through what you saw modeled in front of you. And for many of us, that was dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. So how can 8 billion people say they want the same thing and yet not able to find it? Ooh. Because no one has ever taught you how to make relationships and make love work. That's not something you automatically know. Right. You got to learn the tools and the skills. You know, I tell women, you got to speak mandem. And it's, my girlfriend's like, Angela, what is mandem? I say, speak his language in his kingdom, you know, and then teach him how to speak queendom, you know. And so
I love it.
So, you got to know how to do these things and make it work. Know his rhythm and let him feel yours. Yeah. And you can make this thing work. And so I had to learn that. And that, but that came from understanding how to love myself. But here's the first key to transformation. Tell yourself the truth. Tell the truth to yourself about yourself.
Yes.
And then tell the truth about yourself to someone you can trust. Mm-hmm. That's the first step to transformation. Mm. And so again, it's not easy, but it is so simple.
Yes. Yes. Girl, queendom, kingdom.
I have all these words I play with all the time.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mean, but it's truth and it brings it to life and it makes it so simple. You know, when you think about it, because, you know, people, you know, if you can't communicate either, I mean, you got to figure out how to love first, right? And then we learn how to communicate. But if we're communicating the way that we think, you know, expecting someone else to think like us, be like us, you know, that's the problem with just how society conditions us, you know, socioculturally, you know, because we're all taught to think a certain way. This is the end result, you know, and this is why we're losing so much innovation and imagination. So I love the work that you're doing. I absolutely love it, Angela.
Yeah, thank you. I love it too. I do. I love it. I love getting up in the morning and doing the work that I do and seeing the results of, you know, the work that we're doing. We, with the Fatherless Daughters, we have advocates in 7 different countries and over 30 different U.S. states. And to just really help women and girls understand, and we help them to redefine who they are beyond their fatherlessness, reclaim their value and worth by actualizing the power of self-love and rewriting a new narrative for their lives. You know, you can rewrite. I rewrote my new love story, and yes, you can rewrite, but one that on my terms this time. Mm-hmm. I no longer live my life based on everybody else's expectations and ideas of what it's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. I reached a point, that defining moment, and I asked myself, how in the hell did I get here? This is not where I intended to be at this stage of the game.
Yes.
And so I had to be nothing and nobody for a moment. Nothing was the same, and neither was I. And I had to go deeper. You got to go deeper than you ever gone before. You can't stop at your first breakthrough and your first aha moment. Mm-hmm. You got to keep going deeper so that you can unearth some things that you didn't know was there. Yeah. And that's when you really move from being a seeker to being a seer. And that's when the magic happens.
Girl, you're gonna see me running around in the studio. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh. And it's just speaking, just, you know, communicating what we're doing. We're cultivating each other's soul with our words.
Yes.
But the words are backed by you believe what you say. You believe everything about to define your path. I believe everything that I'm saying about awakening your life. It's not a catchphrase for us. It's a lifestyle for us.
Lifestyle.
It's what saved our lives. And, you know, it's our truth. And so when you, and that's what I teach people, to embody your truth. I don't care what the gurus say. I don't care what the funnels say and all of that stuff. It's about living your truth. And that's, and listen, I've experienced success at levels I've never thought. And I didn't do any of what the gurus said. Mm. You know, a 7-step formula is not going to get it for me.
Right.
It's got to be organic. It's got to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Authentically in alignment with who I am, or it's not going to work. And it's the same thing for everyone else.
Absolutely, girl. Amen. Like, I feel like I just went to church, y'all, for real.
Right. It's been so good sitting here chatting with you. You make it easy. You
really likewise, sis. And if it's anything I can do just to help further your mission or participate in it, it's beautiful. I love it because, you know, what we didn't get to discussing were just those daddy issues that a lot of us have, you know, and I'm among that number.
And, you know, and see, here's the deal. See, my drug of choice was success, you know, because many fathers' daughters get into a lot of the social ills. Mm-hmm. And I was not promiscuous. I wasn't, you know, all those social ills, drop out of school and things. Mm-hmm. But my drug of choice was success, because my self-worth and value was based on what I did instead of who I was. And I had to learn the difference.
Girl, look, well, bless you, because I had all of the and above that I had to work through. And, it's once you come out on the other side of freedom.
Yes, girl, you won't go back.
You will not go back. There is nothing that can drag you kicking or screaming.
I know, right? No.
I tell you, I could just talk to you and talk to you. But I do want to give you an opportunity. You've dropped so many nuggets, so many, just, you know, you have spoken wisdom and life and inspiration into not only me, but I'm sure those listening. Is there anything else that's on your heart to share before we wrap?
I just want people to understand that the times that we're living in may seem challenging. You know, they're coming from every direction. But I want you to understand that what you see as a crisis could be a turning point for your life.
Yes.
What you see as a crisis could be a defining moment. Underneath all the chaos, there's always order. Understand the season that you're in. You know, there's seasons of growth, there's seasons of expansion, seasons of planting and planting, and season of harvesting. Understand that we're growing. We're in a season of growth. That's why the chaos is coming. When it comes and it's coming from every direction, it's just an opportunity that says it's time to grow some more. It's time to elevate and begin to cultivate the soil of your soul, because I promise you, on the other side of the chaos there is so much that's waiting for you. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare stop. Mm. Don't you dare. It will happen.
Yes. Don't you dare stop. Don't you dare give up. Ooh, sis. Mm. This was a divine appointment, and I so appreciate you for saying yes, for being willing and just obedient and just following what your soul said to be here and to just share. I thank you for your truth, your transparency, and your love.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Love you, my sister.
Yes. And we are going to keep you plugged into the community, girl. Look, yes, absolutely. I already have some thoughts going.
Okay.
Please be sure to follow Angela on social media. Please tell it, what's the best way? Should they just go to your website?
Yeah, go to my website, AngelaCarrPatterson.com. AngelaCarrPatterson.com. Join my list my VIP list so you can stay in touch with what I'm doing. And also join my tribe. You'll see the link that says join my tribe. And let's make it happen. Let's take this journey together.
Yes, together, folks. You'll be able to also connect to Angela Carr Patterson from Read Her Full Bio, connect with her on the Define Your Path podcast platform, and be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online. It's an awful lot. We're your one-stop shop. So I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path so that you can be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. We'll see you on our next episode. Thanks again, Angela. It's been so much fun.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.